The Blind Cow is a popular restaurant in Zurich, Switzerland. There, diners eat in total darkness and are served by blind or visually handicapped waitresses. The idea came from a blind minister who wanted a tangible way to teach the sighted about the unsighted world. At his own dinner parties, he often blindfolded his guests. The 5-year-old restaurant has inspired a few like it across Europe, and the wait to get in can be up to 3 months. Producer Adam Burke was fortunate enough to get a reservation, and he sent us this audio postcard.
It's late afternoon in the lobby of the Blind Cow. The hostess roams the room, lighting tiny candles. Visitors are instructed to review the oversized menu on the wall with its fine appetizers and entrees. But everyone's attention keeps darting toward the heavy black curtain in one corner of the room. And finally, a slight woman with close-cropped hair and motionless eyes slips into view.
Good evening. My name is Elizabeth Sinstad. You just call me Elizabeth in the dark, okay? You walk behind me, put your hands on the shoulder, and this is how I will guide you in.
Elizabeth takes us behind the curtain into a curved passageway padded on all sides with black material and dimly lit, a kind of airlock for light between the lobby and the dining room.
Now, if you need something, you call my name, but call me urgently, please, if you don't feel well for whatever reason, because no one would see that in the dark.
Okay.
You are not wearing any luminous watch?
No.
Okay, you're feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Sounds like it. Okay.
Yeah.
You move in a line, hands on the shoulders of the person in front of you, shuffling your feet. You have the sensation that you're heading slightly downhill, but that's an illusion. Apparently, this reaction is the eyes handing over navigational control, perhaps reluctantly, to the other senses, as the light gets dimmer and you finally pass through a second curtain into total darkness. Sight is taken away from you completely and replaced by sound. Eating at the Blind Cow takes some getting used to. Some diners experience a sense of claustrophobia or fear. One woman said she felt as if she were wrapped in cotton. And when I meet this Swiss couple, Philip and Andrea, they're holding one another in the dark.
Now it's a little better. It's a bit more secure, but...
But at first you were very helpless, I think. They could do with you what they want.
Annalise, one of the waitresses, tells me most visitors go through this.
They're always a little scared and they think, oh, how can I eat my food? And how can I orientate myself in the dark? But once they notice that they don't have to try to see anything, they really get comfortable.
Once seated, you set about exploring the small province of your table setting. It's surprising, for example, to reach out for the water glass and discover how far away it is. In this fathomless space, the blind waitresses possess a kind of sorcery. They materialize beside you, out of nowhere, to fill your glass or take your order. You can hear them moving through the restaurant, avoiding collisions using finger snaps and the German word for attention.
Achtung!
Achtung! As food and drink flow from kitchen to table, the dining room warms with conversation.
Yeah.
The woman next to me insists I try an onion ring off her plate.
I think it's onion ring. Yeah, crispy.
It is crispy. Crispy and fried.
Mm-hmm.
And cold.
Mm-hmm.
Brent and his sister Bettina from the United States are having a bit of a time trying to share food. And during a toast, he hits her in the head with a wine glass.
So half of this conversation has been us searching for the things that were on the table that we just put down. And we don't know who is serving us. We don't know whether something has just happened. Like, during this conversation, I just realized I have a tort here. I didn't know the tort was here. I didn't until I went to reach down for my coffee.
In some ways, this whole experience is a humorous look at how visually dependent we are. But my waitress Elizabeth points out that sitting down to eat in the dark is a rare opportunity for the other senses.
Say, if you're eating a carrot, the eyes see this carrot and the brain gets the message. Then your nose constantly says, well, it smells of leeks or of something totally different. Because that's out of the question. The eyes have already dictated the fact.
I consider this as I start my own dinner, fumbling through the tricky business of eating salad without getting to see it. I try using a fork, unsuccessfully. I cheat, handling the dripping leaves of lettuce with my fingers. And halfway through this discourse between hands, mouth, and plate, I come upon something spherical, the consistency of goat cheese, a dollop the size of a gumball. What is this thing? I give it a taste. Definitely not cheese. Incredibly rich, smooth, and while it's decidedly not meat, it has the fatty persistence of pâté. I sit around in the dark, waiting, and eventually the report from Tongue Central comes in, like a slow fax, that this strange, unearthly delight is a hard-boiled egg yolk. And this is only the salad. What lies ahead are more discoveries, both familiar and strange. The vast topography of the table, the ebb and flow of sumptuous voices. Such alien comforts can keep a small group of diners in absolute darkness for as long as a restaurant might stay open. And that is just what we do.
Producer Adam Burke sent us that audio postcard after dining at the Blind Cow restaurant in Zurich, Switzerland.